Well, good evening, everybody, and thanks for joining us. My name is David Litt. I'm calling in from Colorado this evening. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. Very exciting time in the business, and we're going to be talking about utilizing events, campaigns, promotions to turbocharge your business. We're going to talk about what you should be doing before, during, and after events, how to set up events, the purpose of events. So very, very relevant. We got a lot of events going on, and certainly recommend that people, whether it's home parties, whether it's a weight loss challenge, whether it's plugging into a corporate presentation, we certainly recommend that you utilize events. But before we get into that, let's talk about our next big event going on with the company. Right now, Dave Sandoval is scheduled to go back down to South Florida on Sunday, January 29th. Looks like it's going to be Boca Raton, Florida. We have not booked a venue yet, but be looking here over the next day or two as we finalize days and times. And obviously, any time that you can get guests in front of Dave Sandoval, good things happen. We'll also be creating a flyer for that event and making sure that you have everything you need to promote the event and have some success with it. And we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. We've got a couple of specials with our anabolic fast, seeing and hearing a lot of great success. Number one, from people using the anabolic fast themselves to get off to a fast start. I'm waiting for my own anabolic fast here. I'm going to do one in January, and looking forward to cleansing my body and losing a couple pounds and feeling better. And so personally, if you've not purchased an anabolic fast, I certainly recommend that. And not only are we having personal testimonials, but of course business testimonials. People are building their business utilizing the complete anabolic fast, the core anabolic fast. We've got our recruiting promotion going on right now. It's been extended through February 29th, our enrollment turbocharger promotion. It is the fastest front end in the entire industry, the easiest way to get into profit, enrolling three people and building a business, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that tonight. Also, we do purge our database every year. So if you or somebody you know did not make a purchase in 2011 and they've been in the business longer than 1 year, their business will be inactive, and that's not a good thing because they'll lose their 30% discount and their business will roll up to their upline. So if you know anybody whose business did not purchase anything, or if you're one of those people who didn't purchase anything in 2011, please make sure that you make a purchase before January 20th. Also, every week we give away 20 free gift cards. It's $1,000 in retail value, nearly $200 in wholesale value. The way that you win those cards is to hand out cards, get them redeemed, and then once a week we randomly pick out one of those redeemed cards, track it back to the person who gave it away. And this week, out of Pryor, Oklahoma, it's Dallas Madal. So congratulations to Dallas. He's got 20 free gift cards coming to him to help him build his business. So gift cards, always an important part of our program. And as we talk about events, we will talk a little bit here tonight about utilizing the gift cards. But let's start out our training talking about what we mean by an event and why it's so important to capitalize on what happens before an event, during an event, and after events. So let's talk about the structure, the philosophy about events, and then we'll get into some logistics. So, you know, when we use the term event, it could be a promotion, it could be a new audience that you're going after, it could be a physical meeting. So to me, it's really about a campaign, whether it's a one-time thing to create a sense of urgency and focus for your business, or whether it's an ongoing campaign that builds up over time so that the activities that you do one day, 1 week, 1 month roll right into activities that you do, you know, next week, next month, next year. So an event can be an ongoing thing or it could be a one-time thing. And, you know, I want to give a few examples of some events. I've been talking with lots of distributors here recently, doing lots of three-way calls, which is always very fun, and checking in with them about what's going on with their business. And, you know, let me give you a couple of examples of some events happening right now around the company. I was talking with Joel Calandrillo down in South Florida, and he's got his own personal event going on, which is a promotional event in which he's focusing on the anabolic fast. He's personally taking the anabolic fast to start out his new year. He's a guy who's always in good health, always in top condition, but an active person, wanted to start out his year with a good cleanse. He's feeling better, and he's going through his database of people, mostly people that are inactive, people that have been in his business. He's been in the company a while, and so he's got a large group of people that have not been purchasing on a regular basis. And so he's created a campaign over the next 7 days to contact dozens and dozens and dozens of people and to talk about the anabolic fast, what it's doing for him. And I know that he enrolled his first person, you know, or one of his people purchased an anabolic fast today. I happened to catch him just as he was on the computer doing that with somebody. So he's already finding success literally in the first day or two of his promotional campaign about promoting the promotion, the anabolic fast. Greg and Sylvia just joining the business. They're excited about the enrollment turbocharger promotion. We went through the numbers. Last month, the recruiter's pool paid $340 for three enrollments. Last month, the consultant creator pool paid $740. As Greg and I did the math, he was blown away. He's an experienced networker. He's had great success. In the last company that he was in, when he enrolled three people, he made a total of $120. When he enrolled three people, he made a total of $120. He was blown away that he could make almost $800 enrolling three people. And not only that, when he duplicated that process, when somebody else went out and enrolled three people underneath him, that could mean anywhere from $0 to maybe another $50, $60, $80 in his old business. In our business last month, that would have been another $740. So the difference between earning a couple of $100s in his own company and probably $1,500 in this company set him on fire, and he is on a mission, he and his wife Sylvia, to promote this enrollment turbocharger promotion. I was talking with Ian Farrar up in Connecticut. He's focused on his cycling team, and he's got an event going on right now where his focus is on a new target audience, and he's created a buzz. He's decked out his bike, and he's got a new racing shirt that's Purium-focused, and he's got all of his group talking about and focused on not only new customers but new distributors and new business. He's putting in about $1,000 worth of business a day on his team. Good things are happening for him because he's got an event going on, a promotion going on, a focus with this new audience. I was talking with Ken Daniels on the line here, and Chris. They're doing physical meetings at Chris's salon. She's a hairstylist, and, you know, on a regular basis, 3-4 nights a week, down in, the South Florida area, down in Boynton Beach, they're doing meetings 3-4 nights a week. So those are events as well. So by having a focus yourself, by knowing what you're trying to accomplish, what you're promoting, it creates urgency, it creates excitement, it creates an energy that people get captivated on. And so just by the fact of having that promotion going on, you set the stage for what you want to have happen. So that magic formula of having an event, whether it's a promotion or whether it's a physical event, the value of what happens before the event is the lead-up. It's to create excitement and energy. During the event, it's closing business. It's making things happen. And then after the event, it's bragging about the success. It's creating the momentum because you've had a success, and from that success, it leads into the next event. Like, we just had an event down in South Florida on Saturday and Sunday. We had one of the biggest days in the company's history that wasn't a month end. We had one of the biggest days in the company's history yesterday as far as new enrollments and new business coming in. So that's fantastic. That's something that I can promote here on this call, which hopefully will inspire and energize you to get new people down to the South Florida event at the end of the month. So not all the business came out of that South Florida event, but certainly some of it did, and it's that type of forwarding of momentum that makes events so exciting. So let's talk about a simple example, which is this next South Florida event coming up on the 29th. And let's all pretend that we live in South Florida, or certainly that we know some people in South Florida. And so how do we utilize the time period before the event to build our business? Because what we don't want to do is start talking about the January 29th event just to get people to the event. Because what would happen then is that we would shut down our business from January 10th to January 29th for 19 days. We wouldn't be enrolling new people. We'd be focused on just getting people to the event, and that would put so much pressure on what would happen at the event. So here's a different way to lead up to the event and create momentum and excitement is to have smaller meetings leading up to the event, or at the very least, handing out gift cards, creating excitement, and saying, hey, our owner is coming down to South Florida at the end of the month. Wouldn't it be cool if you had a row full of people, your guests, your friends, who could meet the owner, meet the chief science officer, the person who is in charge of the business, but not only that, you know, really a nutritional expert, and wouldn't it be cool to get your business into profit by having guests there yourself? And so you can enroll people leading up to the event because you create a vision for them of the idea of being profitable before absolutely can happen. So an event is urgent when it is both important and timely. You know, the big question that a prospect is always asking is, what's in it for me? So if you can take that question and people feel like coming to an event, taking action is urgent, it's important, and it's timely, then they will be there. And what we really want to do is not only have them be there, but have them enrolled prior to that event and use that event as a way to leverage more folks to come. So these events can be turbochargers for your business on what happens before the event. And like I say, I know that Ken and Chris especially are holding events 3 and 4 times a week and using the event at the end of the month, the opportunity to see Dave Sandoval, as a carrot for new people to get into profit. And, you know, when you're inviting people, you know, the idea of using hot button words, you know, our founder, our owner, is giving a presentation at the end of the month. He's flying across the country. It's absolutely free. I'm only inviting a handful of people, people that I believe will be serious, people that want to join now so that I can, you know, invite them. I can actually, you know, get you in front of the president, and potentially, if you enroll some people here now, I can put in a good word and see if we might get some personal time with this. Just the professional networking alone will be valuable for you, because all of the networkers and entrepreneurs that will be there to see and meet our owner, and people who are health-oriented as well. So the worst-case scenario when you try to enroll new people leading up to the event, the worst-case scenario should be that you get a lot of people to the event, that somebody says, you know, oh, my gosh, you know, I'd really like to meet this owner. That sounds good. I'll be there at the end of the month. That's the fallback. But if you are focused on getting somebody the information, you're walking them through the invitation, presentation, and enroll process, showing them your website, showing them the meeting that's happening in the neighborhood or what have you, and creating energy and excitement, then, you know, best case is they enroll and that they have a roll full of people there because they want to be in profit right away because you painted that picture for them, and worst case is they show up. So now let's say that we're at the meeting, and we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, the role of the host and what to do at the event if you're hosting the event. But let's assume that you're just a guest at the event or a distributor at the event who's, you know, part of the business, but you're not holding the event. So what you want to make sure is that you are prepared to succeed, first and foremost, by following up with a text message, a phone call, an email a day prior to, and make sure that the person knows where to go, what to do. They have directions to the meeting. They know when they should be there. Always invite them 15 to 30 minutes early so that if they're late, they won't really be late. That you're going to be there early, that you're going to meet them, that you have other people and other guests. The more guests you have, you're going to say, oh, my gosh, and also I've got three or four other people, and I'd love for you to meet them as well. This is going to be my team. I'm so excited. So that momentum creates momentum. It creates expectation. If you haven't invited a lot of folks, if you haven't gotten a lot of confirmation, then you're going to be waiting on this one person as though your life depends on it. If you've invited dozens and dozens of folks and enrolled some new people and you've got all these new people that are going to be meeting each other for the first time and they're going to be meeting Dave for the first time, and if one person or two people don't show up, it's not the end of the world because you have a lot of other activity and excitement and energy going on. So make sure that you're ready to do business, that you've got, you know, your phone with you, that you have your phone numbers of the people that are supposed to be there, that you've, you know, that you have notes, that you look professional, that you know people's names, that you know, you know, if you did make some arrangements to get some special time with Dave Sandoval, that that's all arranged prior to, that you've made arrangements with your upline to meet them. So that's all set up prior to, that you sit up front in the meeting, that you ask good questions at the end of the meeting and help answer the questions of your prospect, that you're smiling, that you're ready, that you've got enrollment forms, that you know what the promotions are, that you have the compensation plan in your briefcase. So anything that could come up as far as a question or an issue, that you either have the information or you can direct them to the person with the intention of having that new person sign up. And again, if you have new people there and they have guests, that you're going to be the one who's helping to organize and make sure that business happens, so good things happen. Now, obviously, not everybody's going to say yes right there on the spot. And for those who don't say yes, the company oftentimes in this situation will provide catalogs and those sorts of things. But it'd be great for you to have a gift card, a going away present to say, hey, you know, if you're not ready to say yes tonight, at least try the system. At least try the program. At least be on the products for a couple weeks. That's my thank you to you for showing up, $50 worth of product for free to show you I'm serious about this business and I want you to try it and to experience it. So make sure that you follow up, and if you do give away the gift card, make sure that you write down the number so that you know what number you gave that person. So if for some reason, 2 days, 3 days later, they haven't activated their gift card, then you know that that you need to follow up with them again. So you want to make sure that they sample the product, that they experience the product, and that you follow up with them just like any other gift card recipient. Importantly, if you've enrolled some folks at the meeting, or other people then come in after the meeting, when you're following up with the guests who have not said yes, you're going to promote the success of the meeting. You're going to talk about, oh, my gosh, you know, I'd love for you to join. I'm super excited. I've got three or four other distributors who have just signed on this week because of this event. I'm ready to train them all. So I want you, you know, all to get the same energy, excitement, and be at the starting line at the same time. So, you know, by creating a campaign, by creating a focus, by creating momentum, it helps you, and it also helps them, and it helps to organize your business. So that's a little bit of what a meeting and the lead up and flow out of a meeting might feel like. And you can tell that by having a focused effort that, you know, you're going to be way more successful. The way that meetings are successful is very much based upon the number of people and the quality of people that are there. So by you having 3, 4, 5, 8, 9, 10, 12 guests, you're going to have a lot higher success rate of people enrolling because they're going to see how busy you are and how many folks know you and how many people look like they're going to sign up. And people don't want to miss out. The fear of loss is a really important part of gathering people together. So make it happen. We've got this big event. If you're in South Florida, make it happen. If you're not in South Florida, still utilize that event as something you could rally around if you choose to. Now, if you hold an event, I want to give you a couple of hints as far as things to focus on as far as the event flow and the setup, just to leave you with an idea of what it would be like, because we're having more people, as I said, holding events at homes, at salons. We just are in the process, and in fact, later this week we should announce that we're going to have a new DVD that's going to have a presentation from Dave Sandoval along with the webinar that's on the website on DVD, so you can have meetings, and actually a lot of the story will be told for you, so even if you're not comfortable doing a big group presentation, you'll be able to hold an in-home. But some of the things that are important as far as the event flow is to make sure that whatever AV you need, like TV, DVD, a screen, whatever it may be, is all set up and set up prior to your guests arriving, that you're ready to mingle. So whether it's a home party or a larger gathering like a hotel event, that you do have distributors that are there, that are professionally dressed, that are welcoming folks, that you have a registration table if it's a larger hotel meeting. If it's not, at least have people welcoming people into the home, and you know who they are, maybe with name tags. You know, that you open the doors, that you've got some music going, you've got the lighting right, and that the presentation, in my opinion, should start no later than 10 minutes late. So, you know, if you call the meeting for 7, you know, I think 7:10, you got to start, because those guests that did come on time are going to get angry and frustrated as you're waiting for those that may or may not come. It suddenly makes other people who aren't there feel more important than those that are there. When you do the presentation, make sure that your presentation overall is less than 60 minutes, preferably 45, especially if it's an in-home presentation. We've got the DVD, which will have a total of about 20 minutes of presentation. You can share your own personal testimonial. You're going to share, you know, the product and do a little tasting of either the whole food meal or the Power of 10 fruits or veggies. You're going to want them to experience the product, talk a little bit about the success, and most importantly, it's the meeting after the meeting. It's making sure that any questions that they have are answered. That's the more important piece. So you want to be ready to enroll folks, to get questions answered, to complete paperwork, to hand out gift cards for those who don't sign up, and make sure that you've got everybody's information and that, you know, that the distributors stay and mingle until the doors are closed, and then ultimately the meeting is broken down. There's a little bit of a celebration, and then hopefully in the next day or two after, a little bit of a recap of what went right, what went wrong, and making sure that you make adjustments about the flow of the meeting. So we've got a promotional do's and don't list, so how to host an event, how to promote an event, and that's something that we'll make sure that we get out to everybody. If you want it right now, you can email me at davidlitt1@comcast.net, and I'll make sure that you get a copy of that. So next week we're going to talk about how to do your own personal testimonial, whether that's live or you know, in a phone conversation, and some things that will be important in telling your story, your health story as well as your wealth story, and, you know, what you can do to add to any meeting. So if it's a home meeting, if it's a hotel meeting, telling your own personal story, a conference call, learning how to share your experience and how to create a good experience and how to communicate that is really, really important, because, you know, more and more the company is providing the tools necessary to talk about the products, to talk about the commission plan, to talk about the gift card marketing system. So you are the special sauce in your business. So utilize the promotions, create a campaign, utilize the events, create your own events, make some things happen, and next week we're going to talk a little bit about how you share your own story. So I know that Dave and Amy have been doing the anabolic fasting calls. I hope you're plugging into those. And then, of course, Thursday night, two nights from now, we do our business opportunity presentation. So that's an event. So get some guests to that. You know, use that as a way to create some urgency and excitement. So if you've talked to somebody here over the last 2 days, 3 days, 7 days, 10 days, to say, hey, the person who's in charge of sales and marketing for this company, along with Dave Sandoval, the owner of this company, along with some other distributors, are going to be on the line. You can hear directly from them what's going on with this company. It's only 25 minutes, and it's really valuable information. I'd love for you to be there, and then text them a couple minutes before, make sure they got the number. Better yet, three-way phone call them on. And that's how you make things happen. It's by constantly looking for opportunity. So that's how you make things happen, is to look for opportunities, to drive opportunity. So thanks so much for joining us tonight. And again, look for your anabolic fasting calls with Dave and Amy, and also 48 hours from now, our business opportunity presentation. So thanks for all you're doing. Congratulations on the fantastic day yesterday. Hopefully you had some new business or some business that happened in your group, and you earned a little money yesterday, and you're going to earn a little bit of money today and a little bit more tomorrow. And that's what it's all about, is growing a business and using these campaigns and events to build. So thanks so much for all you're doing, and thanks for keeping my phone so busy. It's been a great start to the year, and looking forward to rolling through January. So congratulations, everybody, and we'll talk to you on Thursday night. Bye now.